You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The whole world is going through this, people. But it turns out there is one place where they do seem to manage the virus better. And that place might surprise you because you're racist.
When COVID-19 was just starting to sweep the globe, experts predicted Africa would be devastated with millions of lives lost. But 6 months later, the continent seems to be doing much better than anticipated.
The World Health Organization says Africa is leading the world in its overall response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
The United States is a country of about 326 million people, right? We have 228,000 people dead. The entire continent of Africa, they have only had 41,000 deaths.
Experts cannot explain this. They're baffled as well why the number of cases cumulatively has remained so low compared to the rest of the world.
Yes, many people never expected that Africa, of all places, would be able to handle COVID-19. Because you see them now, they're all like, how is Africa so successful at this? I mean, I could understand if this was a marathon or carrying stuff on your head contest, but this is a deadly disease. How are they doing it? And first off, that attitude is offensive. And secondly, hell yeah, we'd win a carrying stuff on your head contest. I've always said that it's racist, that that's not an Olympic sport. White people get to come and shake a ribbon and they win a medal. How come we can't balance buckets and get gold, huh? I mean, with how well Africa's been doing, maybe they should be sending their 22-year-olds to America so that they can also help out and also get some of those great pictures for their Instagram. So why has Africa been more successful at controlling a deadly disease? Well, one reason might be that they've had a lot of practice.
Experts say some African nations' experience with previous viral outbreaks, like the Ebola and Marburg viruses, mean it was already prepared to deal with COVID-19.
The ecosystem built for the disease has been actually reused and readapted for COVID.
They already have community workers, health workers who are experienced in dealing with pandemics. In South Africa, they went out to the communities door to door, getting people to get tested for coronavirus. So they actually went out hunting for the virus.
In Liberia's capital, Monrovia, residents are taking matters into their own hands by setting up neighborhood checkpoints to screen the temperature of those who enter, a strategy already used during the Ebola outbreak.
You know how people tap elbows to greet now? That was already used in West Africa during the 2014 to 2016 Ebola outbreak. They called it the Ebola then.
Yeah, unfortunately, many Africans have been more prepared for corona because they were forced to deal with Ebola. And if you think corona is bad, whew, Ebola doesn't play around, man. Ebola is like if corona went to the gym. Actually, corona does go to the gym. Corona's there. Don't go to the gym. Don't go to the gym. You see, here's how it works. Using bad experiences to prepare for worse situations, it comes naturally to Africans. Like, I do it too. It's in my DNA. Like, I prepare for a possible famine by eating at the Cheesecake Factory. So that way, my stomach is like, huh, maybe starving wouldn't be so bad. So, because Africans know firsthand what a disease can do to people, they didn't take any chances with COVID-19. Most countries had mandatory mask requirements, and the country of Lesotho even imposed a nationwide lockdown before they had a single case. Imagine that. Imagine that, before they had a case. It reminds me of how my mom would sometimes beat my ass before I did something wrong. But mom, I haven't done anything. This is for something you were thinking of doing.
The worst part is it's true. I was gonna do it.
So African nations were able to build on their experience fighting other outbreaks. But that's not the only thing that's working in their favor. it actually seems like the African people themselves have a lot of built-in advantages.
One reason experts give for the low death rate is the continent's young population. About 50% of the people living in Africa are in their teens.
In addition, about 40% of those young people we estimate had asymptomatic infection, and that might be because they've been exposed to other coronaviruses that cause the common cold earlier on.
A key, they believe, the lower burden of so-called diseases of lifestyle, like obesity and hypertension. Both, they believe, could lessen the severity of the disease.
There is another more unusual hypothesis. Some scientists believe parasitic worms could be protecting some Africans from the full effects of COVID-19.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty weird. One theory says that Africans have parasitic worms which protect them from coronavirus? Like, all Africans? I guess I should thank you, Mr. Wriggles. You were looking out for me.
You're welcome, Trevor. How about we get some pizza for dinner tonight?
You bet, buddy. He's slowly killing me. But yeah, one of the more intuitive reasons for Africa's success is that as a continent, the people are younger and in better shape than in other places, which helps in surviving corona. Plus, Africans get that secret vaccine that they developed in Wakanda. So Africa as a whole is doing better than most of the world when it comes to managing COVID-19. But don't forget, luck and circumstance aside, most of Africa's success has come down to leadership. Many African countries have leaders who have taken this disease seriously from the start, and because of that, the people have also taken it seriously. And here's how you know leadership makes a big difference. Because some countries have leaders who are a lot like Trump, and just like Trump, those African countries are not doing well.
While many countries are being praised for their approach to controlling the spread of COVID-19, Tanzania is an exception.
The president, John Magufuli, has been really in recent weeks downplaying the risk of COVID-19, telling people not to wear masks. There's been very little social distancing.
Tanzania's president has said the country has been healed of coronavirus through prayer. It is an almighty claim and difficult to challenge because his government hasn't released any data for weeks.
He has been skeptical of the virus and has echoed conspiracy theories. On live television, he told the nation that the country's national laboratory had inflated coronavirus numbers. He even sent samples of fruit to be tested for the virus as a way to expose false positives.
Wow. I mean, say what you want about Trump, but at least he's not clogging up the laboratories with fruit samples. I mean, mostly because he doesn't know what a fruit is, but still. Also, can you imagine if that fruit tested positive for coronavirus? I mean, it would be calling up all the other fruit that it was next to in the fruit salad.
Hi, blueberries. It's me, Mango. Yeah, I just tested positive for COVID, so you may want to isolate. Oh, and by the way, could you tell Melon for me? Things have been weird for us ever since I told him that he's just in the salad to fill it up, which is totally true, but whatever. Okay, bye.
So look, Tanzania and Trump aside, Africa has been much less of a nightmare as it has been on other continents. But please understand, I'm not saying this to brag or anything. Like, I'm not like, Africans are better. No, I'm saying it because this is good news for the rest of the world. It shows that if you take precautions and you use common sense, you can limit the spread and the harm of coronavirus. So please, this is the one time it's okay to take something Africans came up with and claim it as your own.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.